coming up on All Access.
Let's go get this rock tonight.
Stands in, throws deep down the right side for Hogan, behind the defense.
Dagger. That is a dagger by Brady.
I was hoping you saw that. What did I just tell you? Let's go!
Intercepted. Devin McCourty takes it away at the 30.
Go! We're good some weeks and we're really bad other weeks, according to everybody else. So, I don't get too into it. I think we're a unit that's been working hard.
Touchdown! You know, as you get older, you reflect back on, you know, your career. I did some great things here. It's a lot of memories that I left here on this field, man. I still keep in contact with the guys, Mr. Kraft.
The Denver Broncos have dethroned the defending champions.
Well, there's certainly a level of familiarity. So it'll be a great opportunity for us and a big challenge to go out there and you know, do the things we need to do to win.
Four wins in a row for the Patriots, who are coming off their most impressive win of the season, in spite of some uncharacteristic mistakes. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. After their win over the Ravens, New England holds the top spot in the American Football Conference with an 11-2 record. This week, they travel to Denver, their personal house of horrors and Sports Authority Field, to take on the Denver Broncos. One could make the case that the Patriots owe Denver after losing to the Broncos in the AFC title game last January. We'll preview that championship game rematch, but before we do, a look back at the sights and sounds from Monday night's roller coaster win over Baltimore.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Into the arena, fellas!
This is the Patriots' rival. It's not the Jets, it's not Pittsburgh, it's Baltimore. These two teams do not like each other.
Let's go get this rock tonight!
You ready to go, man? Get your mind ready! Get your mind ready, let's go!
Allen's left-footed punt is a high spiral. Kept in play with a terrific effort by Jonathan Jones! Flacco gives and it carries the right, that'll be a safety! Yeah. In the end zone, Patriots swarm over the ball carrier for a 2-0 lead. LeGarrette Blount ties Curtis Martin with his 14th touchdown of the season. Third down and goal to go for the Patriots from the 6.
What a dart by number 12.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Shotgun snap on 2nd and 9. Flacco drops back. Devin McCourty takes it away at the 30.
Hey! Nice job.
I was just trying not to get the eye.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he ran right into me, so I'm like...
God bless you, Chris. Yo, turn it around and play a technique.
With a 16-3 lead for the pass. Brady off the snap with the blitz coming.
There's no other quarterback that can put this ball...
Hand over end, sailing to the near side. Jones kicks the ball. It bounces inside the 5, but the Ravens are going to get it. Baltimore has just recovered another Patriot fumble on special teams. And this game has taken a dramatic turn on a pair of kicks.
Boy, you let this team right back in this game.
Always going to be out for close. Always going to be out for close. Do your job, 60 minutes.
Hey! Do your job, 60 minutes, right? That's all of us.
Can't control anything else. No own individual job. Let's get control of this thing.
Settle down. Let's talk. Let's tackle. Let's get back to Let's go. You got it?
15 seconds and counting left in the third. Flacco's in the gun, down six. And he's met immediately by Jonathan Jones. An excellent play by the rookie corner.
60 minutes, fellas. One's got to be for us. Can't make any mistakes. We can't put ourselves behind and down in distance. So everything's got to be perfect.
Now on the left before takes the snap. Play fake to Blunt. Stands in. Throws deep down the right side for Hogan. Behind the defense. He's gone.
Dagger. That is a dagger by Brady.
Right play.
Way to go.
I was hoping you saw that. I was hoping you saw that.
What did I just tell you?
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Monday Night Football, boys.
That was a good one. We need that.
Well done, man. Storm the edge. Way to go. That's what we wanted to do, right?
Nice shot, man. Way to go. That's awesome.
Finally got one.
Way to go, buddy.
Good job.
Way to go.
Hey, Grant. That was awesome. Way to go.
All right, man. That's a good job. What do we say? 60 minutes, right? 60 minutes. A lot of situational football, from the onside kick to, you know, run the clock out at the end of the game, all right, to the last drive, to the fourth and one, I mean, all that. All right, now look, it's a big week for us this week, quick turnaround. Let's just do what we got to do, get ready to go next week, all right? All right, good work, man. That's a nice job.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach now. Coach Belichick joins me. Coach, congratulations. Another win. Keep stacking them up here. And let's get back to that game real quick. 23-3. And you're kind of in control of that game. Next thing you know, a couple seconds, and the Ravens have closed that game 23-17. That thing could have gone either way, but your team showed some resiliency. Fair to say?
Absolutely. It was a game that we felt we had to face some adversity. And we had to play a lot of good situational football in the fourth quarter, and we were able to do that. Sure. So, I mean, that was good. Obviously, it would have been nice to run out the clock in the fourth quarter, but that was the game that we expected from the Ravens. They're a mentally tough team; they battle you all the way, and it was one of those kind of games that came down to a lot of critical plays in the last half of the fourth quarter, and fortunately, we made enough to win.
Talking about situational football, I'm going to go back to that sequence. Jones does a fantastic job downing that ball, special teams-wise, off the Ryan Allen punt. You get him on the one-yard line. Are you looking at their bigs before you send in what you guys sent in? Or is this just standard, hey, this is going to be goal line, we're going to send our bigs in anyway?
Right, and that's a great question, but I think that both answers are correct. I think there's a point where you want to match up with the other team, and there's also a point where you're going to put in whatever you want to put in and make them deal with the matchup. Maybe it's one that they want. Maybe it's one they don't. I think it, keeps the offense off balance when they don't know, for sure how you're going to, play certain personnel groups. Are you going to match them, or are you just going to take the situation and put in what you want to put in? If it's third long, you put in dime. Doesn't matter who they could have four tight ends in the game. You're still going to be in dime. Because you've declared that as a situation. So there's definitely a place for both, and we do both.
You mentioned some of the mistakes you made. You gave them chances to get back in it, whether it's an interception, whether it's a punt. You're sitting there, I see you take the pencil out, you write something down. Do you say anything to the player at that point? Do you need to, or do you wait, let things settle? I mean, you got a pretty good staff. They take care of some of that stuff. And is it addressed more maybe the next day or as you get ready to get into the next game plan, Denver?
I think it's both. I think you have to deal with it to some point during the game because it's such a critical play. So I think it's important for us to understand before the game, during the game, and after the game what the real points emphasis are for that game, which turnovers is always one of them. But whatever they happen to be for that particular game, to make sure that we reinforce those as they occur.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show. We'll talk about the Denver Broncos, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we visit with former Patriot, now announcer, Randy Moss.
Keeps me around the game. We're able to come to the Monday night venues. We're able to see the coaches.
Oh, rap.
And later, Patriots players have some holiday fun with local children.
It's hard to
Oh, this is gonna win. This is gonna put us over the top right here. We're gonna win with this. Good touch, man.
We're gonna win. We're gonna win.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. After playing on Monday night, it's a short week for New England. Dan Roach tells us that no introduction is necessary for this week's opponent.
And the Denver Broncos have dethroned the defending champions.
Just over 10 months ago, the Patriots were denied a trip to a ninth Super Bowl as they fell to the Broncos 20-18 in the AFC title game in Denver. And they may deny it, but it has to be fresh on many of these players' minds.
Yeah, I think you always remember those feelings and you remember the circumstances of the game. Of course, you know, to watch that game again, you're trying to do things better than the way we've done them.
He's going to be hit from behind and dropped.
In that loss, Tom Brady was sacked 4 times, intercepted twice, and hit 17 times. And this season, Denver leads the league in quarterback hits with 100.
We're going to have to do a good job handling all those guys up front. No, they got a great rush group. They got a great coverage group. They're exceptional in a lot of ways.
Brady steps up, down he goes.
Of course, Von Miller is of major concern. The 4-time Pro Bowl linebacker dominated last January as he notched 2.5 sacks, an interception, and 4 quarterback hits.
I watched a lot of Lawrence Taylor. They got the same number or two digits from one another, but they look like they can go kill the quarterback. So they're doing a great job of that.
One key Sunday may be the running game. New England is 7th in the NFL in rushing yards per game, while Denver is ranked 29th in rush defense, giving up 127 yards per game.
They know we're going to try. We know that we're going to try, and it comes down to how you execute it on game day. So we've been working hard. We got to continue to work hard to get better at all those things because we just know that the challenges get tougher and tougher as we go.
Meanwhile, Sunday could be a hat and t-shirt day for the Pats, as either a Miami loss Saturday night to the Jets or a Patriot win in Denver Sunday clinches a record-setting 8th straight AFC East title for New England.
We don't need any more motivation than just what's in front of us, which is a good football team in Denver, and it's going to be a tremendous challenge.
And finally, as the Patriots made their way to Denver, news came of some Danny Amendola insurance, as the Patriots claimed wide receiver Michael Floyd off waivers.
And look, this isn't the first time a player has ever come to a team during the season. So we're not talking about a historical event here. So whether it's Alan Branch 2 years ago, whether it's Kyle Van Noy this year, whether it's Jonathan Macias, whether it was Griff Whalen a week ago, it's the same thing that we've talked about with every one of those guys. We'll see how it goes.
And finally, think about how impressive this is. With a win in Denver on Sunday, Bill Belichick would notch his 11th 12-win season. An amazing accomplishment. Next in line, Don Shula with 8. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach. Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Joining me now is Patriot captain Devin McCourty. And let me start by saying this. You've been a team captain for a few years now. What is that role?
I think of it as just being yourself. Obviously, your teammates, they vote you to be a captain. They believe in your leadership and what you bring day in and day out. And I just try to keep that energy, keep that attitude and performance level up. And I just try to give them an example to follow.
You guys are ranked 2nd in the league as a defense when it comes to points per game, 17.7 points per game. And yet, everybody harps on this defense. Why do you think that is?
We're good some weeks and we're really bad other weeks, according to everybody else. So I don't get too into it. I think we're a unit that's been working hard. You know, we've had changes and different things happen throughout the season. And we've just been on the grind, I feel like. And I think that's the true identity of this team, a hard-working, kind of blue-collar defense that you know, week in, week out, we're going to do different things, but we're going to get a group of guys, have 11 guys on the field that are going to play as a unit and play hard and play for 60 minutes, and I think that's something we can hang our hat on.
Do you think this defense has turned the corner? Do you think it's on an upswing with momentum and the way
it's
going?
I hope so. We're at that time of the year where we can't afford to not, you know, go out there and play a good game, not go out there and tackle well, get turnovers. You know, we're at that point in the year where we have to do that week in and week out, and as a team, we're counting on each other to do that, offensively, defensively, special teams. And the better we do, you know, that's how you continue to keep playing through these cold months.
You had a huge interception against the Ravens, and the guy reached out and just put a finger on it, on you. And did you feel that? And I know you wanted that return.
Yeah, I didn't feel anything. That's one of the cases where you wish there was no instant replay. But overall, I'll take the instant replay. I just lost some yards.
What is it about Denver, besides the team being good, that makes it so hard to play in Denver?
I think Bill mentioned it, you know, in the meeting room. They've had a long streak of sellouts. You know, they've been good for years.
And right.
The crowd, the fans, they all believe in the team. They come out, they support the team. It's a tough place to play. Everyone's against you. And then, like you said, I don't want to repeat it, but they have a good football team. And Bill always says it, to win games, you have to have good players. And they have a bunch of good players there. And it's something we got to find a way to change. You know, I don't think I've won in Denver since 2011 or 2012,
wow,
something like that. It's something we got to work to change. And, you know, it's going to be tough, but we got to go out there and try to get a win on Sunday.
Happy holidays to you.
Same to you. Same to you.
Good luck in Denver.
Thank you.
Devin McCourty, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick returns, and we talk about Denver. Short week, playing a Monday night, got to travel out, heading out early. Any silver lining that this is a team that you kind of play twice a year now, you're used to them, so kind of the same type of pieces. Does that help you game plan-wise?
Well, there's certainly a level of familiarity. The Broncos are a very good team. We know that. They're good in all three phases of the game. They play well at home. So it'll be a great opportunity for us and a big challenge to go out there and do the things we need to do to win. We were close twice last year, but we've got to find a way to be better than that. And so we're going to work hard on that this week and see where we're at on Sunday.
Trevor Siemian, what do you see in him? Seems like he'll throw any ball.
He's athletic. He's really, seems like the passing game has kind of picked up for him lately. He's been over 300 yards the last 5 weeks. And of course, with Sanders and Thomas, he's got two great guys to throw to out there, two very explosive players. And those two guys have about 60% of their yards and their receptions. And so obviously you have to do a good job on those two players. But he's athletic. They run a lot of bootlegs. He can get out of the pocket and find some space. And seems like a little bit of a streaky guy when he gets going. I mean, he can be pretty good.
Okay. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Meredith in Mendon. 14 weeks in, you look at your football team comparative to other years. Do you like the way this thing's trending? Do you feel good, you know, 14 weeks in, that this team is getting better all three phases of the game?
Well, I think we're continuing to get better, no question about that. I don't really like to compare this team to another team because it's a different team and our opponents are different and everything else. But you know, we played better defensively over the last 5 or 6 weeks. Offensively, we've you know, been without a couple of key guys, but we've been able to maintain a productive level. And you know, special teams, we have still some things we need to work on, but I'd say overall our coverage units, a lot of field position that we've gotten out of the punting game, kicking game have been good. So I think we just got to shore up, the turnovers, as always, red area, third down, 2 minute, those key situations because they're so important at this time of year.
All right, good answer, Coach. When I ask the coach a question, like Meredith, you got to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB, Bellis Trader later, maybe a little keep Tlaib with his helmet off, going nuts.
Well, this is a very explosive offensive unit that that the Broncos have. So probably some guys that you're not too familiar with, but they've got some big play players.
All right, Coach, good stuff. We'll take a look at the Bellis Trader later in the show. But first, more Patriots All Access. And this guy returns later right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Look who is back in town this week.
You know, one thing about, the fans of the Patriots, man, they love their guys. Now I'm a fan, so I'm able to understand a little bit where they're coming from.
And later, Coach Belichick previews the matchup with the defending Super Bowl champs.
I'd say in the passing game, they have as good a pass rush as there is in the league, and they have as good a coverage as there is in the league.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
His time in New England was brief, 3 full seasons and a part of a fourth. But in his short time as a Patriot, Randy Moss left a mark that few will ever forget. Today, Moss makes a living as an analyst for ESPN's NFL coverage. So Monday night was a good time to catch up with the mercurial Moss.
Touchdown! 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 You know, as you get older, you reflect back on, your career, the things that you were able to accomplish, and I did some great things here. There's a lot of memories that I left here on this field, man. I still keep in contact with the guys, Mr. Kraft. One thing about, the fans of the Patriots, man, they love their guys. And, just a fan. Now I'm a fan, so I'm able to understand a little bit where they're coming from.
But it's the Patriots who remain the pace setter in the AFC.
As a TV analyst, Moss enjoys commenting on his former team.
I just see a team that still buys into what Bill Belichick is selling. You look at a coach, and it's very rare that you see a coach stay for so long and be so effective. And, just looking at Bill Belichick's the motto of do your job, still sends volumes throughout the league. I learned a lot from Bill. I learned a lot being here, man. Just more of the approach to the game, how to study the game, how to study your opponent.
He throws across the middle. Touchdown, Bennett! From Tom Brady.
Pinpoint throw by the quarterback again.
Falls down. Back in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown!
I think our quarterback deserves
I'm not surprised at all. I think that when you look at Tom and look at how well he's taken care of his body, when you look at him coming in from his rookie year, the things that he had to prove, the naysayers that he had to prove wrong. And I think that's one of the chips that he carries on his shoulders. He may not let a lot of people see it, including myself, but I think when you look at his play, when you look at, how hype he is, how much energy he brings to the team, and a lot of people forget, man, this is your quarterback bringing energy like this. So I think when you look at his accomplishment, you still remember him, but when you see a guy like that with all those accomplishments and still playing at the highest level, no other quarterback in the league is playing at a high level than Tom Brady. So when you're able to see him, that's great. And I'm sitting up here seeing my man come here right now, so we can end it now. What's up, Coach? What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Great. Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Same here. You doing all right?
We got the big guys in tonight.
Yeah. Hey, give me a minute. This is my man, all right? You see how much love I got for that man. It's just it, man. I mean, it's you know, sitting here talking and you know, doing the interview, and like I said, man, me and Belichick's relationship, man, is beyond the game of football, man. This man taught me a lot.
And they still share iPod.
That I was able to finally come somewhere that I wanted to play football. And being able to be here and like I said, man, it taught me a lot. It's kind of like I refocused.
Fires it to the right, down the right sideline, and caught. Touchdown, Patriots. Tom Brady Randy Moss, and they each have set NFL records on the go-ahead touchdown.
How does he like his new job?
Keeps me around the game. You know, we're able to come to the Monday night venues. We're able to see the coaches that coached against us or with us. You see players, past players that you played with, you know, the veteran guys. So I'm able to continue to be around the game. I get to really take all of this in.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's Zoe, it's Fourier. Denver week again, yeah, baby.
Favorite time of the year. It's cold, and we're going to Mile High.
Hey, let's talk about Von Miller.
Okay.
Super Bowl MVP, that absolutely wrecked this Patriots offensive line, and more importantly, hit Tom Brady 23 times last year.
All right, so you're going to have to deal with the elements. You're going to have to deal with the noise. More importantly, speed off the edge. So if I'm Solder or if I'm Cannon, and I got one of these rush ends on, either it's Ware or it's Von Miller.
I'm the wacky Von Miller.
Yeah, so the first thing I want to do is I'm going to cut block him. I'm going to make sure he knows that I'm going to be around his knees all day long. And more importantly, it slows him down. So the ball is snapped. Here's the thing. First thing, don't throw at his legs too early. Yep. He'll just put you down on the ground. He'll go right around you. He comes, last minute, and then go to his outside leg. Not his inside leg. Go to his outside leg. If you're going to miss him, miss inside so there's other people to help you out.
What he's talking about is that first reaction. So he comes down low. I got to put the hands down. So now, I'm not watching Tom Brady. I'm not trying to get past him. I'm watching where I'm going. So now, Brady in the shotgun.
Oh, how do you handle, another way to slow him down.
Help handle that snap count where he's not getting a jump. What happened last year, Brady in the gun, lifts the leg. Next thing you know, bobs ahead, ball's back. That's a key for them, the key off that edge. What do you got to do now?
Well, now you know, and plus you want to identify the blitz. So you give that dummy head bob. Now you know if they're going to blitz
or not.
You set your coverage, and then you snap the football.
There you go. Okay, hey, Mile High.
Done.
You ever play out there?
Yep.
They got that white horse up in the end, and the place gets loud and noisy. How did Peyton Manning's forehead not swell anymore, being that high up?
You watch movies on it.
Watch movies every Friday night. They did that drive-in thing, do the drive-in movie.
Remember the
all
tanks.
That stuff like that.
Time now for the opponent spotlight, brought to you by Geico.
Sunday will mark the third time that the Patriots will meet the Broncos at Mile High since just last November. And this time, it's the Patriots looking to set the record straight. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Sosi, and we're here with your opponent spotlight. Now, Bob, one member of the Broncos squad knows this rivalry from both sides, and that's cornerback Aqib Talib. But more importantly, he's a member of one of the most talented secondaries in the NFL.
A very opportunistic secondary for the Broncos. Of course, Aqib was a Pro Bowler for the Patriots in 2013, signed with the Broncos, and he's been a Pro Bowler for them as well the last 2 years. We know about his interception total for his career, 33, often taking them to the house with points off those picks. Talib, however, as you said, part of a very good playmaking secondary. Chris Harris Jr., another of the league's best at the other cornerback spot. He was instrumental in that win over the Patriots last year in the AFC Championship game. And T.J. Ward from safety, another notable name. But they're deep, they're talented, they get after it. And a third of the point production for the Broncos overall comes off takeaways. So important for Tom Brady and the Patriots Patriots, obviously, to protect the ball against Aqib Talib and those Broncos.
Well, last season, the Patriots faced Brock Osweiler and, of course, Peyton Manning under center. But this season, it's a newcomer to this rivalry, Trevor Siemian. What threat does he pose to the Patriots' defense?
Well, he's just the fourth quarterback to start for a Super Bowl champion with the change of that position the year after a title was won. But Trevor Siemian brings a lot of the same qualities to that offense that the Patriots saw last year in November when they faced Brock Osweiler. It's the Gary Kubiak offense, and that means a lot of misdirection, a lot of run action, bootlegs, play action passes, and Siemian has effectively orchestrated that offense. He played very well a couple of weeks ago versus Kansas City, also exceptionally well in his first road start versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, he's been banged up a little bit this year, missed a couple of games, but Siemian generally doesn't make mistakes. Big key for the Broncos, run the ball. They got only 18 yards rushing against Tennessee, so if the onus is solely on Siemian this week against the Patriots, that could spell trouble for Denver's offense, which has struggled overall to put points on the board. But nonetheless, he's a quarterback, seventh-round pick out of Northwestern last year, who can do what Gary Kubiak will ask him to do, given some run production, at least better run production than last week.
Well, Coach Belichick is going to take a look at that Broncos offense. We've got him in studio with Scott Zolak. Guys, it's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. Quick look at Denver, Coach. A couple new pieces on offense and some old faces that we know, but start with the defense here.
Well, again, this is a very good defensive team. I'd say in the passing game, they have as good a pass rush as there is in the league, and they have as good a coverage as there is in the league. Their man-to-man coverage is outstanding. So let's look at the coverage first. This is Ward up on the tight end. Talib, you could see how everybody's locked up. There really isn't anybody open to throw to, and they have an extra player back here in the deep part of the field. So the combination of nobody open and a lot of pressure here on the passer, Miller, Ware, Ray. So
they cover you up.
They do a good job of the combination of good coverage, good rush, not a lot of time for the receivers to get open. We got to do a good job protection. We got to do a good job in our pass routes.
Okay.
And in the running game, they're very good defensively. Sly Williams is an excellent run defender. He plays inside at the defensive tackle or on the nose. He's got good quickness, good strength. You can see on the in the end zone play here how difficult he is to block. You know, quick swim move and just you know, right in the middle of backfield. So. Now it's second and 12. Now they're in that passing situation where they can rush and play their man-to-man defense. So we've got to avoid these negative-type plays and create long yardage situations. And
makes it tougher on your line, too, out there. You know, Josh, yeah. Brady, everybody. You know, yeah. Second and 12, that's not fun.
Offensively, this is a team that's very explosive. They have a lot of big play capability. This was Demaryius Thomas in the Cincinnati game. Really, the Broncos beat Cincinnati with two long passes like this, two 50-yarders. That ended up being the difference in the game. They're very explosive. They can score from anywhere. Thomas is big, strong, take the ball away from the defenders. And Sanders is very fast and an excellent route runner. In this case, he comes down on this over route. You know, they run the corner routes and then come down and make that over route and corner route look the same. Sanders gets a step on you. He's very fast and put the ball right on the money there for another 50-yard touchdown. So
really run those directional, you know, from across the field crossers. They try to get you and just run through coverage seams.
Yeah, and they're fast, and they do a good job of the play action of getting that extra time, to buy a little time. Here's Benny Fowler. Again, another explosive player in the slot here, number 16, big, strong guy. Gets a step here on the defensive back. The Chiefs are in blitz coverage. And, again, just an excellent throw right over the shoulder. And then, you know, it's all over for a 70-yard touchdown.
Wow. Chiefs are a good team that could cover, too. I mean, I remember watching this game. They went at it pretty good back and forth.
Yeah, this is really an explosive offense that, again, can do a lot of damage different ways. All right, so here's the bootleg play, and that's Norwood. So they do a good job here of buying some extra time with the play action fakes, be able to run these deep crossing routes. So here's Thomas on the crossing route, and Norwood on the deep flag pattern. Again, well-thrown ball, long touchdown. So defending the deep ball, always stopping the running game, but not giving up big plays, which they're very capable of. That'll be a big key for us.
Big one. Big one out in Denver. Go get him. All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck. More of Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Guys came ready to smile and have a good time because I got some good guys here that's going to help me out and have a little fun with you today.
For the 23rd consecutive year, the Patriots Charitable Foundation hosted its annual Children's Holiday Party at Gillette Stadium. Approximately 250 children in need from Salvation Army and community centers were treated to an evening of food, fun, presents, and Santa. Some of Santa's helpers were Patriots players who reveled in the holiday fun.
Who's the green up top? We need green up top. Oh, this is going to win. This is going to put us over the top right here. We're going to win with this. Good touch, man.
To the end, locks to left and right. Big it starts to cheer. We have a touchdown here tonight.
Let's go, man.
Christmas tree.
It's great. I feel like a top dollar Christmas tree right now. So hey, can't beat it.
Go Patriots!
I feel like we're melting.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussions in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Your overall thoughts on last week's win?
My thought, it was the best performance the Patriots have had all season. I thought they were really, in a lot of ways, dominant on both sides of the ball. I thought they controlled the game, obviously, very uncharacteristic sloppiness that allowed the game to get in question. And I don't think we see that a lot. And you have to, you know, certainly clean it up. But overall, both sides of the ball, Steve, I thought against a pretty good team fighting for its playoff life, they were dominant.
Midway through the fourth quarter, I'm writing something to have ready for the end of the game, and I had two different stories. The first story was, this is the most disappointing loss in Bill Belichick's 17-year career as coach of the Patriots in the regular season, because they had played so well, but they had the mistake. So I had that ready just in case they didn't pull it out. The other one was, this had the makings of that super performance, you know, that they were looking for,
right,
and then they had to sort of catch themselves and come through in the clutch. That's the one we ended up going with.
Now we tackle the elephant in the room, and can it be tackled? The return game. This is a problem.
It is a problem.
And it's a problem on both levels, punt returning and kickoff returning. How do you address it?
Yeah, I think the kickoff return problem, I think, is a little bit easier to deal with, because I think you have some running backs that, you know, have done that. James White, Deion Lewis, I think we saw them both back together, I think, on the last kick, Mike. Both of those guys, I would think, can at least handle that. The punt return issue is a bigger problem, but I think you have to get away from Cyrus Jones at this point. And at some point, you continue to put him back there, and he continues to make shaky decisions. That's on the coaching staff for putting him out there. At this point, something needs to change.
So much to digest here. You know, Bill Belichick often says, when you have the football in your hands, you hold the hopes of your entire team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now you get to this point in the season, Steve, you hold the hopes of an entire season. You make a mistake, your season can be over. So I agree with Paul. I don't see how they can put Cyrus Jones back there again. I mean, we're going back to Denver. Think about what happened there last year with Chris Harper. I mean, the timeliness of this topic and the return trip to Denver.
Right.
Look what that cost the Patriots. They can't do it, Steve.
All right. Can the Patriots beat Denver in Denver? Because that has always been their kryptonite.
Yeah, it has been. And I know that they've lost to some Denver teams that aren't quite as good as, you know, we often think the Broncos are always in it, and they haven't always won there. But I think this is a different time. I think the offense is so limited with the Broncos. They haven't been able to run the ball at all. And so much of what they do is predicated off of getting the running game going, you know, doing some of those play action stretch plays, Mike, where they're looking to make big plays. And Simeon's actually played pretty well, especially lately. Sure. But I just think the offense is so limited. Yeah, I think the Patriots can win this football game.
And I'll flip it and talk about the Patriots offense. Go back to the AFC title game. What was our lasting image, at least mine, of that game was Tom Brady bruised and battered. What did he take, 17 hits in that right. game? Why was that? They were one-dimensional, Steve. Right. They couldn't run the ball. Do you know Tom Brady was the leading rusher in that game with 13 yards? When he's your leading rusher, you got a problem. And why was he? He was running for his life in that game. So now they have more balance on offense, offensive line, LeGarrette Blount having a good year, so they can go into Denver and have more options, running game, passing game. They won't all rely on Tom Brady's arm.
Question is, will they? Prediction.
Yeah, and the Broncos, to couple on Mike's point here, have struggled stopping the run a little bit, especially lately. So I would expect to see a much more balanced offense, and I don't expect to see an offensive explosion by any means. I still have a lot of respect for that Broncos defense, especially playing in their building. But the Patriots will win this game 23-17.
Going into last week, I was going to pick against the Patriots in one of the two games, Baltimore-Denver. The more I got into this game, the more I see deficiencies in Denver that make me feel like I can't go in that direction. I like the way the Patriots are playing. They're coming on strong. 23-13, Patriots win this game.
Happy holidays.
All right, Steve. Likewise. You too.
Way to go with it. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access for Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Who picked the Patriots? I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.